and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, yeah, he's on. Oh no, don't tell me. Away we go. We're back for hour number two here on this Thursday, July 18th, 2019. 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, is going to stick around with us. Mary Ellen, it's so good to have you back in the studio after a little bit of an absence. Interesting times we live in.
Oh, yes, it is exciting.
Wanted to talk about the Democratic primary for president. The debate happened in late June. Let's start with the debate itself. Do you like that there are 40 people running?
40?
A lot of people.
Yes. Well, it'll whittle down, I'm sure. It is whittling down. Although somebody else got it in again the other day. You know, I'm always amazed it gets in at this point, because it's kind of, but no, it's, I watched all 4 hours of it. People, my friends would say, I didn't watch that, but you know, I can't get away from politics. Yeah. I just love it.
It's fascinating.
Yes, it is.
Has there ever, I believe it is a record for a primary season for the debates to start to have this many candidates.
Yes, I think it probably is. I haven't heard them say that, but I'm sure it probably is. Unless way back in some time where we didn't know about, they had some enormous amount of people.
Okay, we're on the air again. Okay, just a little minor technical thing, you know, one of those things. It happens. Oh, my. I tell you, I was, today when I opened up the mail, I was really surprised to see a letter from the Marion Star. And I thought, gee, the Marion Star sent me a letter. What's it for? They're raising their rates to $58 a month. Woo! Oh, and I think back of what $58 a month used to be years ago. Oh, my goodness. That's what the Marion Star will be come whenever the date is. $58 a month. And I think I used to pay either that much or less for an apartment when I came to Marion years ago. Oh, unbelievable. But that's the way things are. I know prices are up on everything. The paper the Star prints with has gone up in price. It's hard to pay people what they would like to get. So, you know, I can understand, but how, especially us that are on Social Security, we on Social Security do not get raises like that necessarily. And so, but that's the way it is. And so it goes, $58 a month, and we'll pay it, mainly to get the obituaries every day, to find out who's there and who isn't. Okay, so today we're We have trivia questions, of course. We've got a bundle of those. And then we have those of you that win trivia can be registered for a drawing for State Fair entertainment tickets. Now, this drawing for those tickets will not be until the day before. Now, that might stress some people if you hear a group like, let me see what the entertainment is. Okay, Toby Keith, he's going to be appearing Monday, July 29th at 7 p.m. Okay, so that means that July the 28th, we will draw, or whoever the winner is, will get a pair of tickets to Toby Keith. But if you weren't planning on going to hear Toby Keith or see him, I don't know. But anyhow, that's the way it is. So the day before, the entertainment will draw one person out and give them the tickets. And hopefully they can get down there for the entertainment. I remember one time I went down for the entertainment. Boy, this is ancient years ago. And I can't remember who the entertainment was. And I probably could never remember. It might take a couple of days for me to think who was entertaining. Well, I was in the crowd in front of the grandstand. There were no seats left. So it must have been somebody, worthwhile. And I was in this crowd. And have you ever been in a crowd where you're shoulder to shoulder with the person next to you? Oh, you might call it a mob. But, and then you think, well, what if this crowd suddenly starts to move? Either I move with them or they'll trample me to death. Do you ever hear anything like that? My. So if you're going to do something, kind of avoid a shoulder-to-shoulder crowd. And so it goes. Okay, now, I mentioned yesterday all the different people that's going to be appearing, and you'll hear about them on the television and in radio, of course, all the time. All right. So now, with that said, I'm going to have... Let me see, a bunch of questions here. All right. Let me look here at... okay. And also, I've got... let me see. Wait a second here. I've got some regular prizes today. Let's see. Charlie, you can give away this spare. Charlie, you can give away, or it says, now here's something, we don't do cursive anymore. Now we're doing printing, but we're not doing printing exactly the way it is. This says you cav, C-A-V, giup, G-I-U-P, A-W-A-X, this, F-A something. Now, What does that mean? I Glenn Coble's still here, and I'm going to put Glenn to the test here and see if he can understand what this note to me says. and that's it. You know, when you write notes to people, you ought to, even though you don't do cursive, you got to print good. But, printing is something else. I've printed all my life, I think. Being an amateur radio operator and receiving Morse code through the best part of my venture as a ham, I printed everything as fast as I could go. Boy, that taught me to be fast in printing. And because when you're running 20 words a minute and sometimes 25 words a minute, you skip a few things. Hey, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what this note says.
That you can give this fan away.
Oh, the fan. Okay. Oh, I'm glad I asked you. I thought it said you cav gee up a wax.
See, it says a wax. Sense, Charlie. See you at the end of your show. I have to come back.
Oh, okay. Me, so. All right. The fan. Yes. Okay. Yeah. The plane. Okay. Now, you know it's so hot today. Some of you out there, I'm sure, are suffering from lack of air. I've got a brand new fan given to me by one of our loyal listeners here to WWGH. A brand new Lasco fan, and never buy out of the box. Now, how do I give that away? I'd like to give this to somebody. I tell you what, the first person that comes through my door that wants this fan, that needs it, they can take it with them, and I'll announce that it's picked up. So is that the way to do it, or how else can you do it? Or if somebody would just call me and tell me, yes, they could sure use that fan, I would say, okay, you come here and tell me your name after you get here and so forth, and you can have the fan. Got that? Because I hate sitting here with this brand new fan at my feet and not and knowing somebody out there needs that fan so badly. And it's been here now for, we had two of them, gave one away. And, okay, 740-383-9944. Do you need a fan? Give me a call if you do. All right. And what I'll do, I'll just take your name off the air once I talk to you. And so that will assure that I give the fan to the right person. Okay, who needs a fan? Do you know some elderly person like me? Or do you know anyone, maybe yourself, that needs a fan? And this, even though it blows hot air, you know, nevertheless, moving air is something else. 740-383-9944. That's our number to call or fall. Yeah, our number, yes. Okay, 740-383-9944. Other than that, I've got, let me see, what can I give away here? Prize, get my prize. Oh, I've got one Arby's meal. That's a small free meal at Arby's. And I got my Dublin, that come up before you know it. It's already, the 19th of July, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, the Dublin Festival. And I've got Zumbeezy Bay today. Yes, indeed.
Hey, Charlie. Did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't for this show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. First, they want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, we'll move Wednesday around, and we do it on Wednesday, and tell them I do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, that I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on. The king of all talk show hosts, Bill Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but... You are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here. And I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll. WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
Okay, we're back once again, and we're getting a call here. Let me see. Okay, caller, go ahead.
You still got the fan?
I still have the fan, yes. And just a second, and another person is going to pick up the phone and get your name. Can you come today and pick it up?
Not hardly as hot as it is. Could I get it Monday?
Well, yeah, we'll be here. I don't know what hours you can pick it up Monday, but well, let me see. Yeah, come in anytime you get a chance on Monday. We'll see.
I'm on here, Charlie.
Okay, good. Okay, take care of her, Glenn, and tell her when she can pick this up.
All right, sure.
Okay, yeah, Glenn's going to talk to the lady now and get the information on as to when she can pick up the fan. Okay, now, I'm going to August the 15th of last year. Questions. Okay, and we'll see what happens. Okay, it's now 1:34 Eastern. Eastern Daylight Time, yes. Okay, we're back here. I have a pair of earphones. I gotta buy myself a pair of earphones. You know, the company earphones keep snapping off my head. Every now and then they twist off and cross over in front of my eyes. Kind of distracting. Okay, now, continuing on with a question. Now, whoever calls and answers my questions, I'll give you a chance to for Zumbezi Bay or something, but I will also put your name in drawing for State Fair Entertainment. How about that? Okay. Everybody that wins anything here will have their name thrown in the big bucket here for entertainment at the State Fair. Now, and we'll make that drawing the day before the entertainment, so keep that in mind. All right, and now, where was oil first discovered in Ohio? Where was oil first discovered in Ohio? Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name of the county. I know the name of the county. The name of the county has a title like, you know, aristocracy or something royal. Yeah, that's the county's name. Is something that you would think would be in the hierarchy, okay, of maybe medieval Europe. What would that county be? If you can figure out the county seat is where oil was discovered in Ohio. Got that? The county seat where oil was discovered in Ohio. All right. And 1:36 is the time. 740-383-9944. Now we had that. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hancock County, Findlay.
No, oil was discovered there later, but the first oil, the very first, was not in Hancock County. But I'll tell you what, I'll register you for the drawing for the State Fair Entertainment anyhow. What's your name?
Howard.
Howard?
Bard, B-A-R-D.
Oh, Bard. Hey, yeah. Hey, Howard, I've known you for 100 years.
Well, just give or take, yeah.
Yeah, right. And your dad made the wheelbarrow that I pushed Gil Gomez in across Marion.
Oh, so many things. Oh, so many things.
Yes, well, oh, my land. Okay, Howard.
Gil Gomez.
Yeah. Would you like Zumbezi Bay or something, too?
Oh, no, thank you. I think that just to register for the state fair would be fine.
Very good. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Oh, my land. Howard Barr. Just a second. Well, I get my bucket over here so I can get to pry the lid off. Okay. There we go. There's Howard. You're in the bucket now, Howard. Okay, now let me tell you. Oh, I could tell you stories on no end. Howard's dad ended up being the custodian at Heritage Hall after he retired from being the school custodian at Grand Prairie School North of Marion. Now, not only did he devise a wheelbarrow that I could push a man 4.5 miles across Marion in, but he also, I figured the next time I do something goofier and push and pull a man 4.5 miles in a bathtub. Well, we got the bathtub. It weighed 400 pounds, and Howard's dad drilled holes in it and found our implement wheels, and I've got pictures of that. Oh, that was about 1970, somewhere around there. Oh, my goodness. Well, now, did the lady give you your name and everything?
Yep, I'll deliver it right after your show.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, wonderful. All right. That's good. Good to hear. So, did you notice the heat outside?
I started sweating about 2 seconds after I opened the door.
Yeah, well, I was hoping you would see that cake that was baking out there in the parking lot.
And the eggs frying on the pavement.
Oh, you could today, yes. Oh, my goodness. But when you think of, I hope there's no old-timers up in apartments and like in the third floor in Marion somewhere suffering from the heat. Wouldn't that be, oh, my. I often think of that. Well, anyhow,
we lived through it when we were young, though, Charlie.
Oh, you betcha. Now, we've had heat like this before. In fact, Glenn, in mid-30s, it was so hot out in the western part of the nation that grass withered and they couldn't feed the cattle. And they shipped them to Marion County, well, Delaware County, really, and turned them loose just near that overhead bridge for the railroad south on 23. There are some fields there. They turned hundreds of head of cattle loose so they could at least eat.
Oh, my.
And they came by train up to Delaware County in the 1930s. So that was a bad one.
Yeah.
That was bad all over. Okay. Well, very good. I'm glad you can take care of that fan business.
Do you have my mic on over here?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's on.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't need to just nod your head.
Okay. Yeah, I'm starting to feel like a Muppet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, boy. Well, those Muppets, yeah, they've kind of revised and turned them around a little bit. Elmo, Elmo's so popular, and all these toys were made in Elmo's image, and then the guy that was doing Elmo, they found out was a pervert.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they got a new guy, though.
Okay.
Elmo wasn't. Elmo was all okay.
He's okay.
It was kind of like the man that there used to be a program on TV called The Frugal Gourmet.
Yes, I remember him.
Okay.
Yeah.
He turned out to be a pervert, too.
Well, he was an awfully good cook.
Oh, he was. He got a lot of people. I think he started the whole cooking thing on TV.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah,
yeah, he was good. Remember, he wore a necklace that had a fish on it, I think.
Is that what was
now,
on
why
there?
Do I remember?
I do remember he had a strange
Maybe he was name. A preacher. I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, I wouldn't think.
But he was a British man, though. Wasn't he?
Was he?
I think so.
But he was really good. He had invited other cooks to come with him.
Yeah.
Well, then there was the other cook on that other show where the daughter of Dr. Oz, his daughter was on. I can't remember. It was called Chew. What a name for a show.
Yeah.
And that guy with the red hair tied behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got dumped.
Yeah, he got dumped. he didn't touch appropriately somebody,
apparently,
I guess.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting what happens and what is happening?
It's
not safe out there.
No, well, it isn't.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a good show, too. My wife and I watched that and really enjoyed it until they started talking so much that they quit doing the cooking anymore.
Yeah.
And we really like the cooking
now,
stuff.
Now, I watch the guy that swears all the time, but he doesn't swear like he used to.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, what's his name? He has contests. He has groups of people on TV. I guess it's mostly, is it on, no, it's more than educational TV, but he has groups competing with each other on certain dishes in cooking.
Yeah, I don't watched that show, but I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. And, so he's and I've seen him come around and examine what people are cooking and spit it out, throw it in the waste can. I always, boy, that would be the epitome of downturns. Mm. Wow. Well, anyhow, I guess I'll move on with trying to give away, get you registered for the great entertainment at the State Fair. Just don't get in the crowd down there. Okay. Oh, Glenn, I'm sure glad you were here today.
I'm not sure whether either one of us know what we're doing, but
well, yeah, my computer here just went blank, so apparently things are rolling along. Yeah. I guess it doesn't need to show anything.
No, it doesn't. And I can hear we're still on the air. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, the less it shows, the better we're. Just a little bit of, you see, when you're in this digital world, it's a little different than ordinary, standard type of operation. And, of course, I grew up in radio broadcasting, and everything had to be perfect years ago. Oh, your audio, you know, you had a VU meter, as you remember.
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, and
did,
you're...
Did you have a first or a third-class license?
I had a restricted license.
Oh, I had a first-class, so I knew what I was doing.
You had a first-class.
Yeah, but I didn't really know what I was doing.
You could have been a chief engineer. Oh, my goodness. I was never quite smart enough to pass that test.
I took a class that taught me how to take the test.
I never took that class, but I got by with a restricted permit, and I was able to do anything, even when the chief engineer wasn't there. I could make adjustments, and I had to do a lot.
Yeah.
We installed. We had a 3,500 watts FM transmitter. We put on the air in 1953, and then later on the FCC said, well, you can go up to 5,000 watts. And so the chief engineer contacted RCA, and, oh, yeah, we'll send you everything you need. It'll take you only a couple of weeks to get it all together. It took us a half a year.
Oh, yeah. Nothing goes fast with the FCC, even now.
And then after we got it all installed, turned on the high power, and zap, 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 condensers blew out. Physically disintegrated.
Yeah.
And so we had to find, and then, Glenn, you wouldn't believe, after we got everything smoothed out, running 5,000 watts direct power, of course, that the antenna multiplied that about.
Scott, 20. You know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake. Birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, don't miss it. This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value, and so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me. And that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play...
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches, as in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
It definitely does.
And my social life improves.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again. Now, well, I wanted to talk with and tell Glenn this story.
I'm listening, Charlie.
Yeah, now
I'm
listening. Trying to think now, what story was I going to tell? What was it? Now, Gaz, don't...
I'm sorry.
When you get old, you forget.
I am old.
I had this... Oh, what was it about?
Well, you'll think about it. I'll be sitting here for
okay,
the next 15
yeah.
minutes.
All right. Isn't that weird? Good grief. Hopefully it comes back into my mind. Some things do occasionally. Okay. And now, where was oil discovered in Ohio? First time. And the oil well is still there. And what they had was a long pole with a cable on it and a bucket, because they found oil bubbling up out of the ground, really, and they bucketed it out and didn't know what to do with it. But boy, that was a long, long time ago. And I used to do a festival there. I made shingles for, I don't know how many years there, as a colonial person would, and taught other kids how to do the same thing. But, this town, the county it's in, like I was saying, the county has a royal title to it. And if you can think of all the Ohio counties, what would be a county that has kind of a royal title? 740-383-9944. And I'm trying to remember what the story I was going to, and it was a good story, too, to tell Glenn.
Was it about radio?
Yeah, radio, yes. Okay, now you clued me in, or cued me in. Okay, so we got this FM transmitter pumping out 5,000 watts, and every now and then blowing a condenser and this and that, but finally we got all that fixed. And then one day the phone rang, and I was on duty. I think it was in the mid-morning time or whatever, and maybe I wasn't on. Maybe they told me I had a phone call. So I said, hello, this is the Air Force in Dayton, Ohio calling. Oh, I thought, oh, great. So what on earth do you want? You are messing up, or he didn't say messing. You are blotting out our communication with our airplanes at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. I said, oh, no. I said, well, what are you hearing? We're hearing Betty Newton from the gas company, and they played it on their aircraft radio, so I knew it was bothering them. And there's our Betty Newton. She was always on the air at 10 o'clock every morning, and I had to record her at 9:45 from WBNS in Columbus, and then play her back at 10, rewind quickly. And so they said, you've got to cut that interference out. This is the government, you know, and you're ruining our communications. I can't remember what frequency it was. So the chief engineer and I went to work on the transmitter, trying to figure out what it was. Our third harmonic, third, three times 107 or 106.9.
Yeah.
Our third harmonic.
So they're way up there.
Yeah, way up. And so we started working with the transmitter, started shielding everything we could. And we got everything shielded except the one window. There was a glass window that you could look in at the power supply. And I told the chief, I said, well, we've put copper screening on all the windows, other windows in the transmitter, and it didn't help at all. So let's do this last one. By golly, it eliminated that harmonic. It was going out through the window of the transmitter.
Oh, my.
All the way to Dayton. Oh, oh. And that ended that problem. But who would ever think? It wasn't on the antenna. It was coming out of the window of the transmitter. All that distance.
Did you ever do any radio drama when you were...
No. I had to play the sound effects.
Oh,
when I was an engineer.
What's the name of the? There are professional people that do the sound effects. That's a good trivia question. It's got an actual name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we had a program called the Danner Road Show. Now, this was Danner Buick back in the early 50s, and Madge Cooper and whoever the announcer was would start talking about a trip they were on. And the point was, a listener had to call in and guess where that trip was going.
Cool.
And so, and I had to play the sound of a car starting up, a car braking, and a car just running along on 78 RPM records.
Oh, my.
That's how long ago it was.
That was a while back.
It wasn't tape. It was 78. And I had to keep switching records on and off the turntables until I was going nuts. But I got through that era. Oh, my goodness. And that sound effects library probably went out in the dumpster when the radio station was sold. But they had, and they were standard. In fact, they used the same sound effects on television at first. I could recognize them. The sound of brakes squealing and crashing. Oh, my goodness. But anyhow, that was another era, Glenn.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm glad that era is gone. Oh, that was tedious. Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, now we'll move on. Where was oil discovered first in Ohio? And it wasn't Findlay, but Findlay, oh, they had gas in Findlay that wouldn't quit, and oil. But Findlay was lit up by gas years ago. The whole town glowed in gas, until it ran out, at least. But that was Findlay. And Findlay still has some gas. If you drive up that way, look out in the fields. You'll see gas wells. Yeah, they're still out there. Okay, but in Ohio, gas was first discovered in a southeastern Ohio county. If you can tell me that. The county has kind of a royal name to it. Okay, now, another question? Okay. In Morrow County, there was a gusher in 1963 during the oil boom. And oh my goodness, it was pictured in the front page of the Marion Star. That was before it was 58 a month. And it was, this gusher. And it was a particular name of a family that owned that land there, right where Marion Edison met Route 95. And that gusher was something else. And if you can tell me the last name of the person who owned that gusher, you can be a winner today. You see, I got all kinds of questions here.
Charlie, I found out the name of the sound effects artist.
Oh, really? No kidding?
Yeah, a sound effects artist is called a Foley expert, or a Foley artist.
No kidding?
Yeah, it's after the original guy that made up sound effects.
Yeah, okay, the clip-clop, the coconut shells.
Yep.
All that, yeah. That used to be something, yeah. It took quite a guy. Oh, boy. Fast mover, too. Okay, who knows the name of the gusher in 1963 that amplified, you might say, the oil boom of Morrow County? You weren't here then, were you? Okay, we had Morrow County was termed the oil capital of Ohio.
I've driven through Morrow County and couldn't believe how many oil wells there are.
Yeah, there still are. And, you know, Glenn, they're developed. Greed always rules the roost.
Of course.
And so a lot of greedy people sold leases on oil wells that were to be drilled. And the only thing is, you could only sell so many leases, so much. But they oversold, and realizing that, after they drilled the oil, even though it produced, they capped it up. Because they had oversold.
Oh, my.
They committed a crime. There's oil wells capped up all over Morrow County.
Anymore, they just say, go ahead and do it, even if it was a crime. They just
right, yeah. Oh, my goodness. And there was another story. Oh, this is a heart-rendering story. Well, not heart-rendering, but there was a man that owned some land south of Mount Gilead on Route 42. And he was back in the days when the numbers racket, people, you know, have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. This farmer sold numbers. And usually they never hit, of course. But this one time they did. And the guy that bought the number came back to be paid. And the farmer had spent the money, and, you know, or did whatever. So then the head of the racket, who was from Marion County, got to the farmer and said, okay, two things. I can shoot you in the head and kill you, or I can take your farm. Which do you want? Oh, take my farm. I want to live. And that farm was taken and turned out to be the biggest oil producing, you know, in Morrow County.
Was this gangster a friend of yours?
No, but I did know it. It's amazing what things, you know, these stories I pick up by talking to people here and there, like the story where a train came into the Marion Station, and there had been a barrel in the baggage department, and it had a leak in it. And so they took it out. They didn't want everything spoiled, and they sat it under the eave there at the Marion Station. Well, there's some old-timers who used to hang around, you know, just hanging around. They had nothing else to do. When they brought that barrel out, one of them starts smelling. He smelled alcohol. And so they pried a little bit of that barrel open, and there comes the oil, or the alcohol. So all these old men gathered around and started drinking the alcohol, because this is Prohibition time. Yeah. And then the barrel went dry. And so finally, one of them said, hey, there's no more alcohol in there. Let's see what the alcohol was for. And they opened it up, and a human head was in the barrel, and it was tagged to be shipped to a college for study for something.
Oh.
And they were preserving it in alcohol. But I guess those guys survived. Isn't that something? There's all these stories. Another story, Glenn, a lady made bathtub gin and sold it at the train station. And they had a particular name for her. But, yeah, bathtub gin, that was something that was during Prohibition.
Sure.
Yeah. There's a lot of things out there in the past that not many people can bring up anymore because they're all dead. But I was lucky enough to talk to a lot of old-timers.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Okay, well, moving right along, since I can't find... here's an easy one, maybe. The monarch butterfly likes a particular plant. And this should be easy. The monarch butterfly has larvae feeding on this plant. And this plant is the only one that larva likes. And if anything else ate this plant, they die. Now, why the monarch butterfly larva survived on the juice out of this weed is interesting. Tell me, what weed is it? I guess you can't call it really a weed. It's a plant. But, yeah, you'd call it a weed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought